Lift him up, May 7. God's law never changes. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. During the Christian dispensation, the great enemy of man's happiness has made the Sabbath of the fourth commandment an object of special attack. Satan says, I will work at cross purposes with God. I will empower my followers to set aside God's memorial, the seventh-day Sabbath. Thus I will show the world that the day sanctified and blessed by God has been changed. That day shall not live in the minds of the people. I will obliterate the memory of it. I will place in its stead a day that does not bear the credentials of God, a day that cannot be a sign between God and his people. I will lead those who accept this day to place upon it the sanctity that God placed upon the seventh day. Through the setting up of a false Sabbath, the enemy thought to change times and laws. But has he really succeeded in changing God's law? The words of the 31st chapter of Exodus are the answer. He who is the same yesterday, today, and forever has declared of the seventh-day Sabbath. It is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. It is a sign forever. The changed signpost is pointing the wrong way, but God has not changed. He is still the mighty God of Israel. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And he is just as jealous for his law now as he was in the days of Ahab and Elijah. But how is that law disregarded? Behold the world today in open rebellion against God. This is in truth a forward generation, filled with ingratitude, formalism, insincerity, pride, and apostasy. Men neglect the Bible and hate truth. Jesus sees his law rejected, his love despised, his ambassadors treated with indifference. He has spoken by his mercies, but these have been unacknowledged. He has spoken by warnings, but these have been unheeded. The temple courts of the human soul have been turned into places of unholy traffic. Selfishness, envy, pride, malice, all are cherished. Those who believe that word just as it reads are held up to ridicule. There is a growing contempt for law and order, directly traceable to a violation of the plain commands of Jehovah. Jehovah engraved his Ten Commandments on tables of stone, that all the inhabitants of the earth might understand his eternal, unchangeable character.